Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 2nd of February, 2015. The title? Two Stupid Comments and a Complaint. As we reported on Pulp and Paper Radio International this past Monday morning, last week Governor Paul LePage of the state of Maine said, quotes, "Get out of the state of Maine," end quotes. This was in response to U.S. District Court Judge John Woodcock dismissing a suit attempting to block the sale of the Bucksport Mill to a company which will dismantle it. I have heard politicians make stupid statements before, but this ranks right up at the top. If you were a paper company executive with any company, would you ever invest another dime in the state of Maine if this is how you're going to be treated? Maine has appeared hostile towards our industry for years. This is just the icing on the cake. Then to the complaint. Several paper companies filed a petition with the U.S. Department of Commerce and International Trade Commission alleging several countries' paper industries are dumping certain printing and writing grade papers in the United States, creating an unfair competition situation. We have seen this film before. The ink wasn't dry on this story before the Dead Tree Edition was out with a blog entitled, quotes, "Boo Hoo! North American paper companies that enjoyed black liquor subsidies file complaint against foreign competitors' subsidies," end quotes. It has been more years than I care to remember since I explained to you, dear readers, here in Nip Impressions that public corporations, A, do not have emotions or inherent ethics, they are simply a pile of registration documents, and B, that public corporations exist to find every legal way to create the highest possible return for their shareholders. Apparently, the governor of Maine does not understand this, nor does Mr. Dead Tree.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Jen, I was wondering, are we going to spend money advertising this year?
Fred, we've been over this before. I cannot see spending money on advertising. It simply doesn't work. Remember that year we advertised in that trade magazine? That provided zero results for us. Heck, I doubt our ad even reached our target audience.
Well, Jen, I just got off the phone with Kurt Gifford, the sales manager of Pauper Tala Publications, and that company truly cares about his clients. Kurt sent me their media kit, and after looking through the kit, I was impressed. Have a look for yourself. They not only have our target audience, but they also measure and communicate their efforts to clients. I really like this media company. I looked on their websites, I listened to their radio programs, and they have quality content.
I don't know, Fred. Advertising is so expensive.
Well, Kurt told me that they work with their clients not only to fit their advertising needs, but also their budgets. Besides, you know we need to increase our visibility in the industry.
Well, that does seem enticing. How do we learn more?
Kurt would like us to set up a meeting with them to discuss our advertising needs and further explain how they can help increase our visibility. He even said that their vice president and CEO would be willing to talk to us.
Fred, why don't you call Kurt and schedule a meeting with them?
Advertising doesn't have to be a negative experience. Pauper Italo Publications strives to ensure your products and services are marketed in a superior way. To learn more, contact Kurt Gifford at 770-367-4823 or email him at cgifford@taii.com or contact Helen Rausch at 937-403-8602 or email her at helen.roush@taii.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Mr. Dead Tree can be forgiven, for like me, he is out trying to create readership in a crowded field. The governor of Maine should actually be thanking Verso, for what Verso has done is cleared the decks. There will be no parade of carpetbaggers marching to Bucksport with the latest scheme to save the mill. We have lamented here for years that old mills never die, they just fade away. The reason is there's always some schemer coming to town and telling the city fathers and the state government that, quotes, if you'll just give us $20 million, we'll bring back all those high-paying jobs, end quotes. You don't have to travel too far up the Penobscot River from Bucksport to find examples of this. These schemers not only waste taxpayers' money, they give false hope to communities and their citizens. Better to take the axe and make a clean cut, I say. Oh, the stupid comment? The other one? That great paper industry executive, Robert Kraft, who happens to own a football team, the New England Patriots, said in response to the deflated football fiasco, quote, if the Ted Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure on the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular to Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week, end quotes. Give me a break, and allow me to give you a scolding, Mr. Kraft. First, however, let me say that I care about as much about football as Mr. Kraft does about what tricks my dog Fred can do. That being said, sports leaders here and around the world have a sacred duty which almost to the last owner they have abdicated. That sacred duty is this: to be a shining example of fair play, decency, and ethics to the children, teenagers, and young adults around the world. Young people look up to sports figures and model their own behavior after them. While we often condemn Hollywood for the crazy ideas they put in young people's minds, seldom do we condemn sports, which this columnist believes are just as guilty by example as anyone in Hollywood for teaching our children poor values. Personally, I think the New England team should voluntarily forfeit the game before it is ever played. Then if they want to go play it on Sunday afternoon for fun, using footballs inflated by the opposition, have at it. What do you think? I have given my opinions, now it is your turn. Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, the stupid comments cited above reflect people with highly charged emotions. When you have highly charged emotions, you can do thoughtless, careless acts. Watch the safety conditions when the emotions are high. And finally, a confession. I got my RPA, that is drone, last week, and I promptly stuck my finger in the props. It hurts like a, well, you know, when I type, as I really did a number on the tip of the second finger on my left hand. Expect a column on drone safety if the thing doesn't kill me first. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.